Lunchtime radio at its best. This is the Lunch Break on Lotus FM.
Come to the Lunch Break on Lotus FM. My Family of Superheroes by local author Zinchne T. Matthews uses the power of storytelling and the theme of superheroes not only to inspire, motivate and transfer values to children, but also to help them access their own inner hero using the power of positive affirmations. And now more children will be able to access their inner hero following the release of the book in isiZulu. Let's hear more about it from the author herself, a qualified chartered accountant and second princess at the Supreme Queen Global Earth Africa, Zinchne Matthews. Good afternoon. Welcome to our show on Lotus FM.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you on this afternoon. Now, your work, the very popular children's book, My Family of Superheroes, was released back in 2021. I remember talking about it back then. The entire world was in a different frame of mind at that time due to the pandemic. And the release of the book was perfectly timed for youngsters seeking navigation through tough times. How was it received?
I mean, it was quite overwhelming, and absolutely, you're right. It was perfect timing because we all needed upliftment. And, you know, at the time, I wanted to know whether the project will be viable in the market, and I received so much more. You know, the book was accompanied by a soundtrack, which was also released at the time, and the highlight of this project, I mean, the soundtrack reached number 7 on the top 10 charts of Trace Gospel TV. And so this really was a validation that what I have created is not only of value, but that I have cemented my own space in the industry, both, you know, the readers, community, music. And so I really want to thank the bookstores as well, you know, having received me so well and hosted my book. And of course, the customers that purchased my book, I can't thank everybody enough.
Well, Zinchne, before we talk about the customers, we are all really excited to hear that you are now launching the isiZulu version. I specifically requested for a pre-release interview so that we can let everyone know before the launch happened. Talk to me about the reason to go completely isiZulu this time and the process of having to put it all together again.
Yes, and I really want to thank you as well, you know, for having me before the launch. It's really so special for me. Firstly, I am Zulu, so it was a natural progression for me to start with the isiZulu language because it is my dream to translate this book to as many languages as possible. And so, you know, there are many studies, you know, that have shown that when children read in their mother tongue, this expands their critical thinking, their cognitive skills. And so having this book as, you know, one of the first ones to be translated, for me, is such a special offering. And of course, I use reputable translators. I use the Liano translators, and they did an magnificent job. And it was also reviewed by, you know, one of the lecturers from UKZN and many other reputable and with really added such a significant input in this offering. And so my book doesn't only speak to, you know, having us read in our languages, but also it aims to empower young minds to embrace their potential, cultivate their resilience, and foster a positive attitude by introducing positive affirmations in their language. I mean, that for me is just so special.
So, yeah, adding to that, because what's more special about it is that this is an audiovisual book. So does that take a long time to have to put together?
I was assisted by a platform called Taka Africa, and it took us about 2 months to collate this project. And so it will come as both a paperback and the audiovisual book. And the audiovisual book will be on YouTube under My Family of Superheroes. It will be released on World Book Day on the 23rd of April, next week, Tuesday. And really what it aims to do is to enter the digital space. You know, I'm a working mom. I know how difficult it is to maintain the reading culture in our homes. and books which I read aloud have really assisted me to maintain that consistency. And so meeting where our children are is the aim of this, but also to enter the space of, you know, the learning environment in schools where teachers can easily use this as part of the reading session at school, because the audiovisual book comes with sounds, attributable and inspired by the book, like, you know, the roar of a lion, a child crying, just to add the element of the experience of reading. We should make reading fun. And so I'm so excited that it's also in isiZulu, you know, just to add that element and a different dimension, because we've got a lot of content in English, but not so much in our own languages.
Zishle, I want us to put down the book for just a moment. And while you catch your breath, I just want to celebrate you as the second princess in the Supreme Queen Global Earth Africa. So as I mentioned in the introduction, it's a leadership platform that promotes social change and highlights causes that affect our continent. And this was last year. I think it was in November. Tell me more about that title. Tell me more about it.
That was such an enriching journey, you know, where my mindset was completely transformed, you know, through the mentoring and coaching which I had access to through the platform. But also I met women who are doing amazing things, you know, that positively impact our society. And I mean, these women have become my pool of inspiration. The platform caters for women between the ages of 21 to 55, and it advocates for women in business, corporate, to create a safe space for them, you know, to leverage of each other, to inspire each other, support one another, where they can all together thrive in their spaces. And I'm so proud to be affiliated with this platform and to really get to represent it, because I believe that I'm a true representation of what it wants to achieve, to make it okay for us women to want to thrive, to be more, you know, to aspire to be more. And that is in the core of who I am. So I'm just so excited that I got to, you know, have the crown. I mean, who knew that a whole chapter concert would be in pageantry? And I'm just so excited to have had that opportunity.
So you've had that opportunity. You've conquered there on that platform. Now, looking ahead, what are your plans for the rest of this year, 2024?
You know, my plans for 2024 is to tour, to school, to introduce to teachers, you know, this toolkit. I really believe this is a toolkit as an addition to the learning experience of our children. But also, you know, I'm in talks with collaborations with NPOs as part of their community outreach, because I really believe that I can do great by myself, but with collaboration, I can really, really go far. So the aim for this year is to expand my family of superheroes platform. And that is really even the reason why I even entered the platform of Supreme Queen Global Earth Africa. Yeah, thank
really
you.
Really sounds so nice. And it's an inspiration to all of us also, just having to listen to you and your story. Now, before you go, where and how can we follow you or reach you and get more information about the book?
Yes, so my book will be available at an online bookstore called ethnickids.africa, and they deliver anywhere in the country, which is amazing. In fact, even outside the borders of South Africa, if you are here in Gauteng, you can go to Book Capital. They will also be hosting my book. To reach me, we have our own page. The book has their own page called My Family of Superheroes on Instagram. And mine personally is at Zinhle Matthews, both on Instagram and Facebook.
Zinhle Matthews, lovely catching up with you on the show this afternoon. Thank you for your time. All the best for the upcoming launch.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for having me. Bye.
It's our pleasure. It is Lunch Break, Lotus FM.
Lotus FM. Yeah. Share the experience. Share.